Parshas Korach deals with the machlokes, the argument that Korach had with Moshe and Aharon. He claimed that they took all the power for themselves. In actuality, Korach had a personal motive in this fight. He was jealous of the nesius of Elitzofen ben Uzziel. Because Moshe's father, Amram's family, was comprised of four brothers, Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uzziel. Korach said, Amram is the oldest brother, so his children received the kahuna and the malchus. Aaron was the Kohen Gadol, and Moshe became the Melech, the king. Who should be next to receive a position? Of course me, because I am the son of his next brother Yitzhar. Why did Elitzofen, the son of his youngest brother Uzziel, become the Nasi of Kahos, like the Pasuk says in Parshas Bamidbar, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Lamed? Therefore Korach went on a mission to argue with all the positions that Moshe appointed. He told the Bechorim, why should the Levium take your place? You should do the Avodah of the Levium. And he told the Levium, you should really be doing the Avodah of the Kohanim. And he also complained about Aaron being the Kohen Gadol. Korach, through making a lot of noise, was able to gather the most prominent people in Klal Yisrael on his side. He was even able to gather 250 leaders of the Sanhedrin, mostly from Shevet Ruvain. And he told them to wear talisay shekule tcheles, a talis in which the garment was made completely of blue wool. And he then asked Moshe, do these talisays need a string of tcheles in their tzitzis? And Moshe said, of course. Korach mocked Moshe and said, if when one has a garment made of another material, one string of tcheles is sufficient to make it kosher, now that the whole garment is made of tcheles, shouldn't that definitely suffice and not require one to place a string of tcheles among the other strings? And Rabbeinu Bechaye explains what Korach meant to say with these talisoy shekule tcheles. Korach argued that leadership is needed only when there are different levels of people in the community. Since over here the entire community was holy, it was unjustified that one person should be holier and a leader over another person. And he substantiated his argument with an example from the mitzvah of tzitzis. And he said, I understand when one has a talis made of another material, over there you need a tcheles among the tzitzis. And Korach meant to say by that he understands when you have an ordinary congregation, which is represented by a talis made of another material, over there you need a tcheles, you need a leader. However, when the whole talis is made of tcheles, which means when the whole congregation is holy, then you do not need a tcheles in the tzitzis, we do not need a leader. So why are you and Aharon becoming the leaders and the bosses over Klal Yisrael? We do not need a leader, ki kol ha'om kulam kadoshim, the whole nation is holy. And the Pasuk says, Vayikach Korach, and Korach took. Who was Korach? Ben Yitzhar, the son of Yitzhar. Who was Ben Kohos, the son of Kohos? Who was Ben Levi, the son of Levi? V'dosan v'aviram b'nei Eliyav. And Dosan and Aviram, who were the children of Eliyav. V'oin ben Peles, and Oin the son of Peles. B'nei Reuven. Dosan, Aviram, and Oin were all from Shevet Reuven. And all of them, Korach, Dosan, Aviram, and Oin, all took. What did they take? Rashi explains, three pshatim. One pshat is, Vayikach Korach, he separated himself. He took himself to one side in order to argue on the kahuna. According to this pshat, Vayikach means to separate. He separated himself from the rest of the congregation in order to argue. The second pshat in Rashi is, Vayikach Korach, Korach persuaded. He persuaded the 250 Rosh Sanhedrin to be on his side and to argue with Moshe and Aharon. And the third pshat which Rashi says is, Vayikach Korach, and Korach and his people took talisoy shekuloi tcheles in order to mock Moshe Rabbeinu. According to this third pshat, we understand very well why the parasha of Korach is written next to the last parasha in Parasha Shelach, which is the parasha of Tzitzis. Because the thing that Korach took was talisoy shekuloi tcheles, a talis of tzitzis. And that is the connection between the two parshiyos. And Rashi points out that once the Pasuk states the lineage of Korach all the way back to Levi, why doesn't it go one more generation and say Ben Yisrael, the son of Yaakov? And Rashi says that it's because of the tefillah that Yaakov said in Parshas Vayechi, Bekoholam al techa kevoidi, in their gathering my honor shall not join, Yaakov davened that he did not want his name mentioned by the story of Korach. And that is why it says, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kos, Ben Levi, but not Ben Yisrael. And Rashi also tells us why it was Shevet Reuven who was pulled into the machlokes of Korach more than any other Shevet. because we see that Dothan, Aviram, and Oin were all from Shevet Reuven, and Rashi tells us also that most of the 250 people were also from Shevet Reuven. Why Shevet Reuven? And the answer is, Oy le Rasha, Oy le Shcheinoi. Woe to a Rasha, woe to his neighbor. Because Korach was from the family of Kohath, who camped on the south side of the Mishkan in the Machane Leviah. And Reuven also camped on the south side in the Machane Yisrael. So Kohath and Reuven were neighbors. And therefore, the rishus that Korach had was able to pull Shevet Reuven, the prominent people of Shevet Reuven, into this argument, because they lived near each other. When we look at this first pasuk, it seems that Oin ben Peles was one of the main players in this machloikis. We see Korach, Dothan v'Aviram, and Oin. However, when you look further in the parasha by their punishment, we do not find Oin ben Peles mentioned anymore. What happened to Oin? And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud tells us what happened. Oin ben Peles was among the people that Korach managed to persuade to join his rebellion against Moshe. When Oin's wife heard this, she told Oin, "Don't you realize that regardless of who the leader is, you'll still remain the same ordinary person? You have nothing to gain. Moshe is a holy man, and it is foolish for you to join a rebellion against him." And Oin listened to his wife, but he said, "What should I do? I already gave Korach my word that I would be on his side." And Oin's wife said, "I understand your dilemma. Leave it up to me and I will take care of it." She served him a hearty meal together with wine, which put him fast asleep. And afterwards, she sat at the entrance of their tent with her hair uncovered. When Korach and his followers came to the tent to get Oin, and they noticed this immodest lady with her hair uncovered at the entrance of the tent, they decided to leave without him. And thanks to his wife, his life was saved. Regarding these type of women, Shlomo HaMelech says, "Chochmas noshim bonza besa." The wise among the women, each one builds her house. And that is why Oin is not mentioned later by the punishment, because his wife saved him. And the pasuk continues, "Vayakumu lefnei Moshe," and they got up before Moshe. "Va'anoshim ibnei Yisrael chamishim umasoyim," and also 250 men of Klal Yisrael. Who were these men? Nesiei Eda, included in them were the Nesiim. Kriyei Moed, people who were summoned for meetings. Anshei Shem, famous people. These were very prominent people in the congregation. They were the heads of the Sanhedrin, and also included in the 250 were also the Nesiim, Elitzur ben Shedeor, v'Chaverov, the Nesiim that were mentioned in Parshas Bamidbar. Vayikohalu al Moshe v'yal Aharon, and they gathered on Moshe and Aharon. What is Pasuk Gimel by saying Vayikohalu al Moshe v'yal Aharon coming to add to Pasuk Beis that states Vayakumu lefnei Moshe? It could be that in Pasuk Beis Vayakumu lefnei Moshe were only the four people mentioned in Pasuk Aleph, Korach, Dothan and Aviram and Oin. Those were the ones who were Vayakumu lefnei Moshe, because in the beginning the 250 people did not have the nerve to stand up before Moshe. It was only after these four people stood up before Moshe, then afterwards, the pasuk says in Pasuk Gimel, Vayikahalu al Moshe v'yal Aharon, then the 250 people also had the nerve to gather on Moshe, and not only on Moshe, but also on Aharon. Once Korach, Dothan, Aviram, and Oin broke the ice, then the Nesiim built up enough guts to stand up in front of Moshe and Aharon. Vayomru aleihem, and they said to them, "Rav lochem, you took too much power for yourselves. Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim, because the whole congregation is holy. U'b'soichem Hashem, and among them is Hashem. We all heard the words Anoichi Hashem alekecha at Sinai, and we are all holy. U'madua tisnaseu al kahal Hashem. So why did you raise yourself above the rest of the congregation? If you took the malchus for yourself, if you took the royalty for yourself, you should not have appointed Aaron as the Kohen Gadol too. You took too much power for yourselves. We are all holy." Vayishma Moshe, and Moshe heard their words. Vayipoil al ponov, and he fell on his face. And Rashi tells us he fell on his face in sar, in pain, because he was not able to daven for them anymore. Like the pasuk says in Amos, "Al shloisha pishe Yisrael ve'al arbo lo yashivenu." Hashem says, "I can forgive three averis. However, on the fourth avera, I cannot forgive." So Moshe davened for Klal Yisrael already three times. He davened for them by the avera of the egel. He davened for them by the avera of the misoinanim, and also by the avera of the meraglim. Now, by the fourth avera, his hands became weakened, and he felt he could not daven any more for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, he fell on his face in sar, because he was not able to daven. And the Mefarshim ask, How can we say over here that Vayipol Alponov means that Moshe could not daven anymore? We see the same lashon of Vayipol Alponov earlier in Parashat Shelach, Perek Yudalet Pasuk Hey, by the third Avera, the Avera of the Meraglim, where he was still able to daven. And over there it says, Vayipol Moshe V'yaharon Alpneihem. Maskul David answers, over there the Pasuk ends off, Vayipol Moshe V'yaharon Alpneihem Lefnei Kol Kahal Adas Pnei Yisrael. They fell on their faces before the congregation. The point over there was, they wanted to show Klal Yisrael how upset they were that Klal Yisrael were listening to the report of the Meraglim. And that's why it says, they fell on their faces before the Kahal Adas B'nei Yisrael. However, over here where it does not say, Lefnei Kahal Adas B'nei Yisrael, it means that he was mitzar, that he could not daven for them. And the Mefarshim ask, if Moshe was not able to daven for them anymore, why do we find further on in the parsha that he did daven for them? In Perek Tezayin, Pasuk of Beis, Moshe said, "Kelo lekei ruches l'chol basar, ho'ish echad yechto v'al kol ha'edo tiksaif." So Moshe did daven for the Adas Kairach. The Erev HaSodeh answers that over there he was not davening for the sinners. Rather, he was davening to Hashem that Hashem should differentiate between the sinners and the ones who did not sin and save the ones who did not sin. Such a tefillah he may daven because he was not davening for the choytim, for the sinners. Maskil David offers another teretz that over there it says Vayemru, they both said it was Moshe and Aharon who offered this tefillah. So although Moshe himself was not able to daven anymore, however, once he was mitstaref, he added Aharon to the tefillah, then he was able to daven. Since for Moshe it was a fourth time, however, for Aharon it wasn't. And with Aharon he was able to daven. However, we can still ask from another two places where we find further on that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Klal Yisrael. If you look twice in Parshas Chukas, once in Perek Chof, Pasuk Vav, where the Pasuk says over there by the Avera of the Mei Meriva, it says, Vayiplu al Paneihem, Moshe and Aharon fell on their faces, and Ibn Ezra explains it was B'tfilo, they fell on their faces to daven to Hashem. So we see that they davened to Hashem. And also, in Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Zion, it says, Vayispal Moshe Bar'om, that Moshe davened for the nation. So why over there in these two places was Moshe able to daven? I think the answer to these two instances is very simple. Because both the Mei Meriva and also the story of the Nechoshim HaSrofim where Moshe davened to Hashem by Yispalu Moshe Ba'ara'om, those two episodes happened in the last year that they were in the Midbar. At that point, all the Meisei Midbar had already died. All the people that did the Averis of the Egel and the Meraglim all died. So now when Moshe was davening, he was not davening for the same people who sinned three times previously. He was davening for their children who did not sin. So he had a clean slate and was able to start all over again in the count of tefillas. And the pasuk continues, Vayedaber al Korach, and Moshe spoke to Korach vel kol hadosoi and to his whole assembly, Lamor saying, Boiker in the morning, V'yoida Hashem es asher loy. Hashem will make known who belongs to him, who he has really chosen. Why did Moshe say, Boiker, let us wait till the morning? And Rashi explains, because right now, Eis Shikros Hilanu, it is a time of intoxication. And there is a machloikis between the Mizrahi and the Maral, what Rashi means by Eis Shikros Hilanu, it is a time of intoxication. According to the Mizrahi, Shikros is not to be taken literally, but rather Moshe meant to say that right now we are intoxicated in our fight, and it is not proper with such anger to present ourselves before Hashem. According to the Maharal in Sefer Gur Aryeh, Rashi is to be taken literally when he says, Eish Shikros, it was a time of intoxication. Because Moshe said, right now we cannot bring a keteres, because right now it is the middle of the day, and maybe some of you might have drank wine, and therefore some of you might be puzzled to bring a carbon. So therefore let us wait until tomorrow morning. However, Rashi tells us that Moshe's real reason to wait till tomorrow was maybe they would calm down and do tshuva, and therefore none of them would have to die. And the Pasuk says, Boiker in the morning, V'yoida Hashem es asher loy, Hashem will make known who is his to be a Levi, Ves HaKadosh, and who is his to be a Kohen. As we stated earlier, Korach was trying to get everybody jealous of the other person's position. He got the Bechorim to be jealous of the Levium, and the Levium to be jealous of the Kohanim. And that's why it says, tomorrow Hashem will make known who is his, as Rashi explains, to be a Levi, and who is holy to be a Kohen. And you won't be able to be jealous because Hashem will make known who actually deserves those positions. The Hikriv Elov, and he will bring the Levium close to him tomorrow. The Eis Asher Yivchar Bo, and the one he chooses to be Kohanim, Yakriv Elov, he will bring close to him to serve him. Zoisasu, and Moshe says, this is what you shall do. Kechulach and machtois, take for yourself fire pans, Korach v'chol adosoi, Korach and its whole assembly. Usnu bohen eish, and place on these fire pans fire, v'sima alein keteres, and place a keteres on them, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, mochor, tomorrow. Moshe Rabbeinu told Korach, if you want to be the Kohen Gadol, that's fine. Let's take the most chaviv, the most precious of all the avoidos, which is the keteres, and let each one of you bring a keteres and see what happens. However, I am warning you that in the keteres there is sam hamoves, a poison that can kill. If the keteres is used in a way that is unfit for it to be used, then it shall kill the person that is makter it, just like it killed Nadav and Avihu. V'hoyah ha'ish asher yivcha Hashem, and it will be the person that Hashem will choose, hu hakadosh, he was the one that was always holy. And I am telling you now that one will live and the rest of you will die. Rav Lochem Bnei Levi, I am telling you a very great thing. I am telling you a very serious matter, because one will live and the rest of you will die. Aaron will live and all of you will die. A second shot that Rashi says in Rav Lochem Bnei Levi is that you are taking upon yourself a great thing to argue on Hashem. Vayomer Moshe el Korach, and Moshe said to Korach, Shimuna Bnei Levi, listen now, the children of Levi. And Rashi is bothered. He starts speaking to Korach and then he ends off Bnei Levi to the whole Shevet. Rashi explains that since the Pasuk says Vayomer, which is a Lashon Raka, he spoke softly to Korach, trying to persuade him and talk sense into him. However, when he saw that he was stubborn, before Korach was able to persuade his whole Shevet Levi even more, Moshe turned to the whole Shevet and said, Shimuna b'nei Levi, listen now, the children of Levi, Hama'at mikem, isn't it enough for you, ki hivdil l'kei Yisrael eschem e'adas Yisrael, that Hashem has separated you from the rest of Klal Yisrael, lahakriv eschem elav, to bring you close to Him, la'avoid es avoides Mishkan Hashem, that you should be the ones to do the avoidah in the Mishkan, which means to watch the Mishkan and to carry it, v'la'amad l'fnei ha'edah l'sharsam, and also to stand before the Eidah to serve them, which means to stand on the platform and sing. V'yakrev oischom, and Hashem has brought you close, v'es kol achecho b'nei Levi itoch, and all your brothers, the whole Shevet Levi with you, He brought you close to the avoidis that we mentioned in Pasuk Tes. And now that's not enough for you, u'vikashtem gam kahuna, and you, the b'nei Levi, want to be koihanim also. Lochein, therefore, based on the fact that Hashem has made this decision to make the koihanim koihanim and levim levim, Ata v'chol adoscho, you and your whole assembly, hanoyadim, that are gathering together and complaining, al Hashem, you are really complaining against Hashem. V'aron mahu, what is Aaron kisalinu olov, that you are causing others to protest against him? It wasn't Aaron's decision. V'yishlach Moshe likroi l'dosan v'la'aviram b'nei Eliyav, and Moshe sent a message to call Dosan and Aviram, the children of Eliyav. He wanted to make peace with them. As Rashi says, e machzikim b'machlokes, we try not to keep up a fight. So Moshe sent the message as a peace offering to them. Vayomru, but Dosan and Aviram did not accept it, and they said, Lo nale, we will not go up. Really, they should have said, Lo novoi, we will not come. Why did they say, Lo nale, we will not go up? Because their mouths caused them to stumble to say what will happen in the future. They will not go up, but rather they will only fall to the depths of the earth together with Korach. And Dosan and Aviram said, Hama'at, isn't it enough? That you took us out of the land that flows milk and honey. These Rishoyim called Mitzrayim the land that flows milk and honey. Lahamisenu ba'midbar, to kill us in the midbar. Like we see there was a gzera against anybody from the age of 20 to 60 that they will not enter Eretz Yisrael but rather die in the midbar. So not only did you take us out of a land that flows milk and honey, you brought us to the midbar to kill us. Kisistareo lenu gamistar, and you also want to dominate over us. You want to become a dictator and a ruler over us? That was their complaint against Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rashis from the beginning of the Sedra until Sheni will be said between Sheni and Shlishi.